From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A judge has ruled Robert Louis Deere as mentally incompetent. Deere faces 179 counts, including murder, in the shootings at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs that left three dead and others wounded. Deere will be transferred to the Colorado Mental Health Institute at Pueblo, and the case will be reviewed in August. A divided Colorado legislature finished work yesterday on a quiet note. Democrats controlled the House and tried unsuccessfully to loosen spending restrictions to free up money for roads and schools. Republicans controlled the Senate and tried unsuccessfully to reduce home builder liability and expand gun access. Both sides failed to agree on plans to revive a presidential preference primary. Lawmakers did make some changes, including a measure to allow full-strength beer in grocery stores by the year 2037. They also passed a bill ensuring that young medical marijuana patients can take their medicine at school. And the Baca County community is being recognized for their teamwork when it comes to maintaining outdoor recreation. KRCC's Holly Pretzky reports.
The Colorado Department of Parks and Wildlife presented Baca County with their Partners in the Outdoors Collaborator of the Year Award. Department spokesman Kyle Davidson says the community came together to help maintain the Two Buttes Reservoir north of Springfield and its dam.
They saw a need. They took it upon themselves to contribute, and really that's the only way that any of this would have gotten done.
Local landowners donated land, time, fuel, and equipment. Through their work, they ensured the reservoir could continue to be used for recreation. Baca County was chosen from among 25 nominations for the award. For KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.